Everybody knows that 5G rolled out at the same time as COVID, but that's not the only time that an outbreak has rolled out at the same time as a major network update. When SARS first came around in 2003, 3G was introduced. Then in 2009, H1N1 came out, and 4G was introduced right before it. So with 3G, we had the first SARS. With 4G, we got H1N1. And now with 5G, we've got SARS 2.0. Look at how all of these tech people twitch. We call this the 5G syndrome. World leaders that are surrounded by technology are twitching. All of the major tech gurus are twitching. Their nervous systems have been decimated by EMF technology. But it turns out that this has been happening since the dawn of microwave telecommunications. When the first experiments were conducted back in the late 1800s with Hertz and Marconi, they started seeing epidemics of polio, poliomyelitis. Now, when you think about all of these neurological diseases that are currently running around out there, like Parkinson's and MS, it's essentially like polio. We've discovered a trove of research linking the early wireless experiments to the polio outbreaks. And it turns out that by the late 1800s, polio was emerging. And the correlation is striking, to say the least. But we see case after case, correlation after correlation, between the introduction of new technologies, new wireless technologies, and new diseases. And the outbreaks just kept ramping up ever since the first wireless communications or wireless transmissions started going mainstream. And essentially, by the 1950s, it was a full-blown epidemic. We could spend some time on all of these individual case studies and the correlations, but it's quite clear that EMF technology is responsible for the current situation. It's not a coincidence that 5G rolled out at the same time as the SARS epidemic. COVID, they call it. Now, there may very well be a virus that acts as a smokescreen so that people won't suspect the 5G. We know that this technology weakens the immune system and amplifies the reproduction of this virus. And so, chances are, this epidemic is directly related to all of the EMF pollution that's out there. When you think of not only the cell phones and the cell towers, but all of the television transmissions, satellite transmissions, other mesh networks, smart meters, Bluetooth, and the like. It's no surprise that there's a major pandemic going on right now. It's no surprise that all of these tech gurus are retreating to their billionaire islands away from public view. We know that many of these people are very sick, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that EMF exposure not only causes cancer, but flu-like symptoms, fatigue, and many other disorders, including neurological disorders. And so, it certainly can't be a coincidence that 3G rolls out, and then there's the first SARS. 4G rolls out, and then there's H1N1. 5G rolls out, and there's SARS-CoV-2. Can't be a coincidence. And that means that as long as we accept these death towers in our neighborhoods, SARS will continue to ravage the world. The solution to this epidemic isn't vaccines. The solution to this epidemic is removing the death towers, taking away the EMF pollution. Imagine if all of the water was polluted. What would you do? You would clean it up. You wouldn't deliver a vaccine to cure the toxins in the water. You would remove the toxins from the water. If all of the food was contaminated, you wouldn't try and distribute a vaccine. You would want to clean up the food supply. And so a vaccine isn't going to solve this crisis because the problem is the 5G. Now, of course, big tech and industries around the world want this 5G to work. They want the 5G for the robots, the driverless cars, the smart cities and the like. And so they're willing to do whatever it takes to complete the rollout. No cost is too great for 5G. They're willing to kill millions of people so that you can be connected to the internet. But it's not just about connecting to the internet. This is about Skynet. This is about assimilation. This is about transhumanism. They don't care about humanity because they want to turn everybody into a robot. Anyways. So it's not about health. It's not about safety. It's about money and industry and technology and extermination, just like it says on the Georgia Guidestones. And so they're going to roll out more and more death towers, and more people are going to get sick. And a vaccine isn't going to make it better. Now, you have to wonder why they're dumping all of this graphene in the vaccine. Maybe they're hoping to turn people into superconductors. That way, perhaps the EMF waves will just pass right through them. Maybe they're trying to turn people into a giant Faraday cage. Maybe that's their technique. Maybe that's their trick. Maybe that's why everybody is becoming magnetic. They're trying to find some type of workaround solution to the EMF poisoning. But essentially, that is what we're dealing with. And we've been dealing with this for over 100 years since the rollout of the first radios and the radio transmitters and the first antennas and the like. But as more and more antennas went up for radio and television, more people got sick. And every time they do a major update to the networks, a new generation of network, more people get sick. A new disease comes out. That's what they call it. A new disease, an outbreak, a pandemic. But they've been planning this cover story for as long as they've been planning the 5G, because they knew as soon as they would erect more death towers, more people would get sick. And that's what we're seeing. Quality of life is going down because of the technology. It's not making the world safer. It's not making it a better place. It's making it more toxic. These cell towers, these death towers, emit radiation. And they try to make it sound like it's harmless, but it's not. And so all of these cell towers emit pollution. You may not be able to see that pollution, but it's there. It's real. You can measure it with a meter. And every scientist will tell you that this pollution is making people sick. Will they link it to the 5? Will they link the 5G to the COVID? Maybe, maybe not. But there are white papers that actually do just that. And so it's not a coincidence that neurological diseases are on the increase, that new outbreaks are dawning in the modern era, because it's related to the technology. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. These people are twitching. All the people that work for these big tech companies are twitching. The world leaders are twitching. Look at that. These people are sick. They have a disease. It's radiation poisoning. And now the whole world is sick because of this radiation poisoning. And so no vaccine will cure this amount of radiation that's in our environment. Not only in our cities and our towns, but in our homes. People are surrounded by an EMF cloud with their cell phones all day. They even sleep with it. And that's what's making people sick. No doubt about it. And so these big tech companies, these telecom companies, are responsible for this outbreak. That's why Bill Gates is trying to sell you the vaccine. Big tech is involved. Whatever happened to Bill Gates? Anyways, one day he's talking about wiping out humanity. The next day he's trying to sell you a vaccine. People connected the dots. Then all of a sudden, Bill Gates disappeared. But besides that, we know that 5G rolled out at the same time as this pandemic. We know that H1N1 rolled out at the same time as 4G. And the first SARS epidemic rolled out with the 3G. And in fact, since 3G, flu seasons have been getting worse, cancers have been increasing, neurological diseases have been increasing. And so big tech is not only censoring you online, but they're trying to kill you with their technology. It's making them sick. It's making the world sick. And there's no vaccine that's going to cure these death towers. There's only one cure for these death towers, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody knows it. And so, as long as these death towers are out there, this pandemic will continue. And of course, the vaccines are going to make it worse. Because they're making money on the medicine. They're making money treating people for this sickness. They don't mind making people sick because they make so much money on the back end. It's ridiculous. And so it's a system that feeds off the misery of others. And they want to censor people and claim community standards as if they have the moral high ground. They want to preach to you from Silicon Valley as they make the world sick and benefit off of people getting cancer and other diseases. It's ridiculous. It's evil. And given the magnitude of what's going on out there, These people should be held criminally responsible. All of these big tech CEOs and these employees of these big tech companies and of the telecommunications industry should be put on trial. All these people in big pharma should be put on trial, and all of these politicians that are pretending that there's no correlation between the technology and the pandemic, these people should be put on trial as well. They're liable. If you slip and fall at a store, that store is liable. If the whole world is getting sick from these death towers that they're authorizing, then these politicians, these governments are liable. And it's funny how they want to protect these companies. They don't want people to be able to sue these pharmaceutical companies if the vaccines make you sick. You can't sue these telecommunication companies if the cell towers make you sick. You can't even oppose them for health reasons. They know it's making people sick. They're protecting these companies because they know it's making people sick. And that's how twisted this system is. And they want to send in the Gestapo and beat you over the head with their batons if you question what's going on. And they're even ready to haul you off into a FEMA camp. There's countries right now in the New World Order that are arresting the unvaccinated. They keep pretending like the virus is the cause, but it's the 5G, it's the death towers, it's the technology. Look, these people are magnetic for a reason. The 5G rolled out at the same time as this pandemic for a reason. They want to ignore the evidence, as they always do. And they'll censor you and silence you and fill your brain full of propaganda. Try and convince you that it's a virus. But it's not just a virus. It's a virus that's augmented by technology and by vaccines. And so people should prepare for a dark winter because it's coming. And people should do whatever they can to protect themselves. But as long as these death towers are there, this pandemic will continue. This is Stranger Than Fiction News. Be sure to like and share. Get this information out there. Let people know what's going on. We want to let people see this report, the title of this report, so that they can go check it out for themselves. But it's rather interesting. Lots of rumors about what was going on near Marconi Island, dead birds, all sorts of outbreaks with the first experiments related to wireless technology. Did wired and wireless telegraphy and telephony cause the emergence of epidemic polio, myelitis? Check that out. For yourselves. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.